Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Well, all right, y'all. It's Friday Night Live, and we're going to jump right into it. Get you grooving for the weekend. It's party music for a little bit. This is something I think is going to be hot this summer. I think a lot of stuff. Remember the rock star stuff? I think a lot of stuff this summer is going to go country. This is Kristoff featuring Skylar Clark, produced by White Gang Nitro. This is called Country Twerk. It's a whole different hoedown this summer. Let's go.
Just what your best friend for, somebody who got your back. Up like, girl, you better get it in. Bend over, keep moving it. She ain't your friend, better find a shit.
During the quarantine. Quarantine music. So when you're in the house, you all good. You dig? So, all right, I got Miss Unbelievable with me. Let's see. I believe we got Jazzy B over here. And we're going to get it in. So, all right, Friday Night Live. You about ready for the weekend there, Miss Unbelievable?
I'm about ready for the weekend. I'm going upstairs, downstairs, back upstairs, back downstairs. I'm going to make this a hit, I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, right now, I mean, I ain't never felt like a grown-ass little kid in my life. You know what I'm talking about? Remember when you was a little kid, you just had to make up shit, play games and shit, make up friends.
Yeah.
Play cops and robbers.
I feel like I'm on punishment.
You got to pretend there's a cop.
I feel like I'm on punishment. Like, go to your room. You got the room.
Right.
Don't touch my kitchen. Don't touch my refrigerator. Don't touch that bell. Oh, you want to wash dishes? You can wash some dishes. Oh, you. I don't want to clean. It's almost like Saturday morning when you hear that music. Blasting. Oh, no, it's time to clean. I don't want to clean. I don't want to clean. Like, for real, that's how I feel.
Right. You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I ain't seen so many kids. I ain't never, ever, not even in a movie, seen so many kids want to go to school. They trying to get away from
right.
the motherfucking parents. Get it?
Right.
They like, nah.
They're like, I ain't never seen you
Can
ready.
We go to school?
Right.
Right.
Ask it.
Right. What about you, Jazz?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You
I'm
be
I had myself
again tonight.
I had myself muted. I was on mute today. Well, y'all know my birthday Sunday, and I'm drinking already.
She said I'm drinking already. What's
Happy
the difference?
Birthday,
so that's how my weekend's going.
Well,
yeah,
is
I drank some with
smooth?
You.
I'm actually drinking Stella Rose Black right now.
Okay, yes, honey, yes.
Yes, it's good, girl. Yes, it is.
Oh, I know about Stella.
Stella.
I used to put some Stella Rose. Honey, Stella got a whole collection of roses.
Yes, she
does.
Yes,
she does.
I bought peach and black today.
I know all about Stella. Yeah, Stella got a bunch of things going on.
Sound like a
I swear you're going to fall in love. You ain't going to want no other wine.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, and it's wine? Oh, I thought it was some kind of fruity drink with a name like Stella.
Stella has Biasi. Stella has pineapple. Stella has platinum.
Yes.
Stella has silver.
Mango.
Stella has mango. Stella has tropical.
Mm-hmm.
Stella has... Oh, dang, I just sound like an alcoholic with Stella. I told y'all, me and Stella got a groove thing going on.
I still
want to
say it out loud. I'm just saying,
oh, Jazzy.
I'm just saying.
I know, Pimpin. I know. But, Jazzy, I had a new drink made for me yesterday. It was some Crown Royal apple with some pineapple juice with a pineapple in there.
Oh, yes, that is fantastic. That's one of my favorite drinks. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes,
I
was here. Nice, right, and tight.
Hold on now.
I think.
Look, my whole chest just burned even thinking about it. Hold on, Jazzy. Hold on. When did they start making a motherfucking apple? What'd you say? Crown Royal?
Yes.
Crown apple?
What? Eli, said, where you been?
Yes.
They got apple.
Crown
they got
apple.
Peach.
Peach? They got salted caramel? What is wrong with you?
Yes.
Yes.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
She said, did you Miss say salted
Unbelievable.
Caramel?
We sound like the alcoholics of the show.
We do, don't we? Don't we?
Sweet alcoholics.
Salted caramel on the rocks? baby. Okay.
Well, golly, wow. I'm going to have to try some of this. Okay, you know, I'm a tequila man, but I used to drink Crown back in the day. I used to get fucked up. You dig? I was on a man mission. But I don't know. I might have to try some of this. I mean, I thought I was doing something special when I'm sitting over here with this coconut. Now, they're separate. They're not the same. I got a coconut tequila over here, and I got a banana tequila. And these motherfuckers is smooth but deadly. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
But, man, she said apple Crown Royal mango... No, she didn't say that.
Oh, yeah, and you ain't even gotta add nothing to the Crown. You can drink that straight. It don't even burn.
Straight up?
It don't burn. Not even a bit.
Right, that's that girl.
And that salted caramel?
Right, like Southern caramel.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
My God, that salted caramel tastes like salted caramel.
You know what? If the liquor stores is open, I might have to drink some of that on the show next week. I don't know if it's going to be Friday Night Live. If it's good, it might be all week. The whole show, the whole week gonna be fucked up around here. I'm just saying, I'm gonna have to try this salted caramel.
I would just,
a cranberry juice, baby.
Yeah.
Oh. But the pineapple juice just give it a whole nother attitude. I'm just saying.
I think I'm gonna have to buy another Stella Black tomorrow because I think I'm about to finish this whole bottle during the radio show.
Oh snap! It might
what
get
do you think
wild,
about
y'all.
That platinum,
y'all might
though.
Want to stick around.
Jazzy, what do you think about that platinum?
Huh?
What do you think about Stella Platinum?
I like it. I like it too.
Okay,
but my store didn't.
Sangria.
My store didn't have platinum today. So
okay.
I just got the black. I got the black and the peach.
Biasi is really good too.
Yes, it is.
I usually use Stella in my sangrias.
You know, I had posted not too long ago a little mango slushy like at the bottom mixed with the Stella Rose. Hold on, I'm gonna cuss my dog out because she's tripping. Let me get
going. Well, I will tell you this. Don't hurt it, but I'll tell you this, Jazzy. You know how you know you got a problem when it comes to drinking? I'm just saying, I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying, now how you know you got a problem when it comes to drinking? When you call the liquor store your store. My store didn't have, you might need some help, mama. it's unbelievable.
Okay, can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
Can I just say one more thing? Jazzy, do you guys have that green apple jolly juice or something like that?
She said she had to do something
unbelievable. Let me say something right quick. First of all, you monster. I wasn't even in the fucking liquor store. I was in a grocery store. You know, our grocery store's got a whole fucking wine section now. So I was just walking through the grocery store shopping and shit. And I just happened to get some bottles of wine. And it's my store
at. Okay, I say my bag. But still, your whole community got a problem when your grocery store got a whole wine section in it. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But you guys got that truth juice, or it's green. You know what green juice I'm talking about? It's like there's a green one, there's a fruit juice one. Well, it's this green juice, dolly juice or something. And you mix that with peach Ciroc. Have you tried that?
I don't even know what juice you're talking about.
I got to send it to you. I'm going to send you the recipe.
That sound like some juice that you drink that on Saturday and you can't go to church for 3 weeks. Hello? I'm just saying.
What? Ain't nobody going to church right now.
Ain't nobody can't go to church right now, so you got to enjoy your juice, okay? We praising the Lord on TV and on
the internet.
Hallelujah.
I never thought I'd have church service on the internet. I swear my church is doing internet services.
Praise, no. But okay.
They sure
no lie.
Tithes is going on.
All right, hey, you can put your tithes through. You can send them a credit card through the, you know, they still got the ties connected to everything. And ain't stopping.
Yep. I've seen a church using Cash App.
Yep.
That's what I was trying to say, yep. They're using Cash App.
Yep.
They're taking Bitcoin,
Cash App, Venmo, Bitcoin. However you can get it, they'll take it. You can drop it off outside. Early a church envelope, I'll pick it up. 2 o'clock, drop them off. We'll pick them up. But yeah.
Right. Drive through service.
But,
hello.
Lord, we're not talking about your people. We just talking about the stuff that's going on right now.
Right, Lord. So don't strike
us
down.
Right.
We just giving out the news. You know?
Disclaimer.
We love
you,
God.
We
love you.
We're talking about it.
As we're talking, let's keep this in mind, and then y'all, you can you know, get ready to play another hit. We was talking about alcohol, so I'm just gonna let y'all know about the corona. We got some information about the corona, about our inmates. We got the prison, Amazon. We got somebody who passed away. We got these twin names, y'all. I can't wait to tell y'all these twins' names. And some of this, y'all, is just going to be some, let's touch on it. And then some of this going to be like, let's just shake our head with it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got going on tonight. Nice little lineup. Before we go to hell.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I'm not going. Ain't nobody gonna see me there. I'm not going.
I ain't going either. That's why I cut it off. Cause I ain't going either. Go ahead, Imasa. We need the Holy Ghost or something. You know, keeping us alive, Jesus.
Right. Well, all right, y'all. So that's what the Who Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat. Don't forget, today's show has been brought to you by the Soul When He Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable, Elite Sway Management, Picasso Painting, and Monster U.S. Apparel. So we usually give y'all something to do, you know what I mean, like events and stuff that's going on Friday night. But apparently, all the parties going to be in y'all laundry room. I'm just saying all dates are just going to be you and your boo on the freeway just opening up the motherfucking motor. You dig? I'm just saying it's going to be y'all, too, riding around. This right here is called Team Us by D. Mitch. This might help put that in a little more perspective. You dig? Friday Night Live. Getting y'all ready for the weekend. We are the Monstars. And this is U.S. Monstars Radio. I messed that all up. Podcast with a roar.
We live, y'all. Hit us up.
Right. No script. Let's get it. 5639
Unbelievable and DJ E. We should tear the city up. Ride around with that top down to the envy us. Got don't wanna share with, don't mean much. The world just me and you, let's team us. Team us. We should tear the city up. Ride around with that top down to the envy us. God don't know when to share with, don't mean much. The world just me and you, the team us.
There's something you should know. These feelings that I have, I can't control. Yeah, I've been holding back more than you know. But I'm trying to get to know is how you really feel. Seems like you comfortable with me and you won't chill. And I ain't saying I'm perfect, but I am the real deal. And I ain't saying I won't hurt you. If I do, I help you heal.
That's right.
All that pain from your ex, I'm here to help you forget. Yeah. Now go throw in that dress and let's go back.
Ride around with that top down to the envy us. God don't wanna share with, don't mean much. The world just me and you, let's team us. We should tear the city up. Ride around that top down to the envy us. God don't wanna share with, don't mean much. The world just me and you, let's team us.
She got me like, ay, 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 ay. She got me like, ay, 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 ay. She told me she was down for me, she gon' ride. I handed her the keys and told her pretty up to drive. She got me like, ay, 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 ay. She got me like, ay, 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 ay. I told her let me lead the way and we gon' be high. Ain't no rush to do the speed limit, we can take our time. Got me like, ay, 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 ay. Got me like, ay, 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 ay. We should tear the city up. Ride around with the top down to the envy us.
Yeah, that's D. Mitch. It's called Team Us, Friday Night Vibe, trying to get y'all ready for the weekend. We're about to get into our entertainment news. It's usually something for y'all to talk about at the water cooler at work, but apparently some of y'all ain't at work right now, so something to talk about in the motherfucking laundry room. So, all right, we're going to get into it. It's unbelievable. She's in charge of this. So, who we got up first, my mom? Who we knocking down?
Okay. So, we already know that we in the pandemic, right? So, this couple decided that they want to name their twin boys and girls in India. They're from India. Corona and COVID. That is their name. They want it to be marked as Corona and COVID. They're twins. This couple is in India. The babies were delivered March 27th within 45 minutes of arrival. Corona and COVID is their name.
See, now, they don't took it too goddamn far. They don't took it too damn far now. They don't took it too far. Now, black folks already took it too far. We naming our kids Escalade, Lexus, shit. Like, now you going to name your kid, really? Corona and COVID? Come on, man. Them kids have never had sex. Named after a virus. No, I can't fuck with you. I'm going to fuck with you. Your name Corona. Hell no, your name COVID. Hell no, that's just, like, really, like, you couldn't think of nothing else. I mean, what was this, like, I mean, I was just watching the movies, you know what I mean? They show some old native person, child born, they looking out into the world. He will be named Little Bear. You understand me? I get it. But COVID and Corona? Nah, man. No. Well, at least you know they must be from India and they follow the British people. Because you know they said Corona. Because, you know, they was truly from the hood over there in India. It'd be Rona and COVID. I'm just saying, it'll be a little different.
It'll be Rona and 19. Stop playing. It'll be Rona and 19 because they can't remember COVID. Y'all remember that 19? Yeah. B-O-V-I-D 19. We're just going to call it 19.
Right. Because even though this pandemic, I think it's kind of bringing people together a little bit. You know what I mean? A little more than normal, causing people, you know, to interact with people and everything. But I'm just saying, we are still racially divided as a country. I'm going to keep it 100. We are still racially divided as a country. Because white folks get the coronavirus and black folks get the Rona. We're still racially divided, even with our virus. Look, some of y'all looking at me like I'm serious, like, no, I'm just fucking around. It's Friday night. Have you a sip. Get your ass some. What she said. I really want to try that damn. We gonna get back into entertainment, but I want to try that damn salted caramel Crown Royal. I'm just saying, man. You got me going thinking about that right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, what y'all think about the name? I mean, y'all moms, would you ever have named your kid that?
No.
Had to think about it.
Listen. Corona is not a name. You know, Corona is already an alcohol name. So, for real, we just taking a...
Which means if it's a girl, she's going to be the slut.
And COVID, you know... COVID's not that bad. It sounds like white people's names. I'm sorry. I don't even know what to say. No, because I'm black, and no sound like white people's names. I'm not trying to be racist or anything like that or disrespectful, but those sounds like white people's names that they would pull out of the hat. Like, and especially if you're one of those ones who wanted to be in the mix of stuff and commemorize everything, and that's a, you know, we can... 2020, we had an epidemic, and you were born, and I named you what it was called, coronavirus, COVID-19. So, I don't know.
Right.
I don't think they was thinking about them in the long run. I don't know. They was maybe thinking about history and how they're the first person to even have that name. One thing about how it affected them, like you said, you was a disease that maybe people are not going to want to be around. But hey, that's something we got to see later on in life.
Right. Mm. Yeah. You know, yeah, I think you're bogus for saying it, and I'm going to hell for agreeing with you. They do sound like some white names, so my bad. My bad, white people. They do sound like some of y'all names. COVID Smith. You dig? I'm just saying COVID Buckingham. Corona Buckingham. My bad. I'm just saying.
No, Corona Lynn. Corona Lynn. Or COVID name.
Stop.
Corona
Stop.
Marie. COVID Ben. I mean.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Oh. Right, we gonna quit before we got the white version of the NAACP knocking on our door, talking about y'all wrong for that shit. She said COVID.
Like I said, not trying to be racist, but I'm just saying that sounds like names that you would have like in Kentucky or Tennessee. You know, keeping up with, you know, the country type feel of a name. Like those is to me, like, yeah. I don't need, yeah.
Right.
I was about to go to hell for that one. So, yes, I had to stop. Yep, yep. I ain't trying to go.
I just want to say, if you live in Kentucky or Tennessee, the common words expressed by the people speaking may not necessarily be the views of MonstarsRadio.com network. I'm just disclaimer.
But if you want to make a complaint, please dial 1-800-DEM-NUTS, because I don't give a fuck. How about that?
I was about to say 1-800, we don't give a fuck. But I just want to say that the parents of these two baby twins, y'all need y'all ass whooped for naming y'all kids that bullshit, because that's exactly what it is. Some bullshit. I don't care if y'all get mad about my comment. Don't like it. I do not care. Y'all can reach me at JazzyB3000 on all social media and tell me how you feel, because I don't give a damn. Y'all are fucked up for naming y'all kids that bullshit.
Jazzy said, pull
okay.
up. You got a problem? Fuck the number. Pull up.
Hey, y'all. Since we're on the name Corona, Mexico says no más during. They not gonna make no more Corona. So if you a Corona drinker and your name is Corona, it ain't gonna be brewed at all in Mexico. Not for now. The Corona
Man,
company
they
was like,
they gonna be alcoholic.
We gonna shut it down. Mexico is shutting it down. That includes everything. Including Modelo's, Pepsico's, Grupo's, all the brands. So America, United States, where we got it booming, we got to taste our own homebrewed until this epidemic is over. We have a lot of people who like those drinks, those Modelo's and Pepsico's and Cotero's and all those from Mexico, we won't be drinking those for a while.
But you can order them offline.
Boop. That's
directly
say,
from
now
the liquor store.
What, they're going to be just like toilet paper and bullets. Hey, I got them Coronas. I got that toilet paper or them bullets. What you need?
Which one you want? Which one you want?
One for your ass, one for their ass. Something to drink.
I got it.
I was already looking up liquor shipments online. Like, oh, they closed my liquor stores, and I had that shit dropped off on the porch.
I don't sound that bad. I think you preceded me with the alcohol there, sis, over there, Jazzy.
Oh, yeah, it's my birthday is Sunday. I don't give a damn. I will over succeed you. I don't care.
Mine's in a week after hers, so, yeah, I'm going to be drinking right along with you.
We're just going to be a bunch of drunk Aries around here. I'm just saying.
Just drinking.
Don't get the horn.
So, y'all, do y'all know Playboy Carti? Y'all know who he was? No, y'all know who he is?
Yeah, Playboy Carti.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, I did it wrong. Playboy Cardi, I said it wrong. Say it again for me, E.
Yeah,
I, you
almost
know
like
me.
Cardi B, Playboy Cardi. Because I was like, is
okay.
he supposed to be like Cardi B brother or something? But no. But I know you're talking about Playboy Cardi. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Y'all hear how he said it? Yep. He got busted in Georgia. Drugs and guns found in his car. So he's been arrested on drug charges. The woke up like this rapper got pulled over in his Lambo for expired tabs, discovering drugs and weapons in the vehicle stop. He had 12 bags of marijuana, Xanax, oxycodone, and codeine, 3 firearms. Y'all, he was sitting straight up like, y'all, he was getting ready for being in the house. Okay? The rapper was arrested with another man and they were taken to jail. A photo of the items were posted where you could see all his little things that he was going to do while being on the home arrest. Now he's arrested for the things he was about to do with being on house arrest that we is now. So.
Well, I just want to say, like, I noticed, and I don't know, maybe there's something going on down there, Jazzy, you could tell us about. I don't know, but you notice everybody who's getting busted with a big-ass bag of weed is in Georgia, in Atlanta. Then they bust Migos with a big-ass bag of weed. They busted quite a few other big artists with big bags of weed in Atlanta. Either Atlanta got the best weed, or I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. If the cops can just smell the loudest, y'all motherfuckers is driving down the street. But apparently, if you got big ass bags, you might want to be careful in Georgia. I'm just saying. I mean, it's like, what's going on down there, Jazzy, with all that? Is that just like the regular people just getting popped with big bags or what? Y'all don't buy eights and shit? Y'all just buy pounds? Well, she's on mutiny or she multitasking again. All right, check it out. Hey, just a quick breather. We're going to play some Playboy Cardi. Check it out. This is him and featuring Nicki Minaj. This is one of their famous songs. It's called Poke It Out. I know y'all remember this. This is perfect for Friday Night Live. Get your body moving a little bit.
Whoa, whoa, baby.
Whoa,
poke it out, poke it out, poke it out, baby. Poke it out, poke it out, poke it out, baby. Poke it out, poke it out, poke it out. New watch, ice watch. Check it out, check it out. New Glock, my Glock. Poke it out, poke it out. Get out, join up.
Friday Night Live, Monster US Radio Podcast.
Poke it out, 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 baby, baby, F it, baby, baby, F it. Walking that bitch and I walk it out. Walking that bitch with a 30 out. She walking that bitch with a penny now. Ballin' these niggas like pity now. Tell the little bitch to come see me now. All of these bitches won't see me now. But the little bitch with the titties out. I know you see me on the TV now. Cardi be looking like being now. I'ma go fuck in the bin. Hop in the hip. All of my bitches they get it. Pop in the pit. Then I go get it. Whoa, whoa, baby, poke it out,
whoa.
Poke it out, poke it out,
whoa.
Baby, poke it out, poke it out, poke it out, baby, poke it out, poke it out, poke it out, new watch, ice watch, check it out, check it out, new Glock, my Glock, poke it out, poke it out, get out, get out, join up, join up, baby, baby, poke it out.
Same boy, 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 same my work is selling. Thank you and please come again. All we know here is the wind. Babel is going with the wind. World is one of a kind, but if I order it, get it again. I see all these pretend, Barbie. I'm beginning to end, Barbie. I am Mickey the Ninja, have a juke. Remember, I've been Barbie. Playboy Barbie. Cover a Playboy Barbie. In New York, I really rock. Ask Playboy Cardi. All of these niggas want to do me now. None of these hoes like it's do me out. All of my niggas on Hammer Time. Fucking that bitch with the Tulia. Fucking that bitch with the Tulia. Killers and robbers at Julia. Fucking that bitch with my boobies out. White beat her tone like Natalie and Briglia. You know that I stay with them great lines. And bitches' careers cut them break lines. You gon' be an episode of Dateline. And end up on the cover of LA Times. Fuck, I just heard through the grapevine. These little musty bitches thinking they could take mine. You bitches' chances looking slimmer than my waistline. Man, that shit been over since playtime. Watch flooded hope, I can't even FaceTime. You bitches gotta FaceTime for them hate crimes. Playboy, hit me on my FaceTime. For the best feature out the Big Apple since FaceTime.
Whoa, baby, poke it out, whoa. Poke it out, poke it out, whoa. Baby, poke it out, poke it out, poke it out, baddie, poke it out, poke it out, poke it out, new watch, ice watch, check it out, new Glock, my Glock, poke it out, get out, get out, join up, join up.
Poke it out. Yeah. Friday Night Live. That's one of them slow grooves. You just dance in front of your man, and just every time they say it, you just poke it out. Just twerk just a little bit for him. You know what I mean? Some personal exclusive type shit. All right, y'all. It's Friday Night Live brought to you by Soul of Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable, E.K. You can find her book at soulofmespeaks.com. Monster U.S. Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. So, all right, we're bringing it back to who's bumping who and who's getting fat, the entertainment lifestyle. We're on Friday Night Live. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, who we got next? We already talked about some kids with the corona COVID names, some other stuff. What we got next?
All right, so this is like a double, two-fold. So I'm going to read this and then we'll comment. So the coronavirus, Detroit bus driver dies after posting about passenger recklessly coughing. So a Detroit bus driver who expressed outrage about a woman getting on his bus and refusing to cover her mouth while coughing in the middle of the pandemic has tragically died from the virus. COVID-19 was announced Thursday by Detroit's mayor, Mike Duggan, and the trans union of which Hangover belonged. His death comes 2 weeks after posting a Facebook video about his frustration over risking his life to serve the community, but not getting the same respect and consideration for his safety back from the people. He expressed that a female passenger got on the bus within her 40s and 50s, coughing and several times and refused to cover her mouth. As public workers, he was saying, they're trying to make an honest living as essential workers, but covering up your mouth, and you know that we're in the middle of the pandemic, let us know that some folks still don't care. He was asking people to stay home, adding folks is dying out here. He's mad because that shit was uncalled for, and he's trying to be professional as he want to be, but keep your mouth closed. He felt violated on the bus. And now that he has passed away, he leaves his wife. Now, they still being nasty. Like I said, people are still being nasty. An affected man spits in a passenger's face before dropping dead. So a man with the COVID-19 spit in another man's face as they waited to board a train in Thailand. And the coronavirus-stricken man soon dropped dead thereafter. Surveillance shows them having an interaction that looked very high, you know, intensity. The patient walked up to another man in line who was buying a ticket and hooked a loogie right in his grill. The sixth spitter was a 56-year-old man who tested positive and was found dead on the train headed to somewhere in Metro the UK. It's pretty clear that the spitter reportedly passed a mandatory temperature check in order to board the train, but says he was coughing and vomiting when he got on the train. It doesn't say if the man who got spit in his face is Now authorities in Thailand are on the hunt for the man who got the full face of spit, but so far he remains in the loop. Anyone else just spit their coffee out? They keep spitting. They keep wasting spit, y'all.
Listen,
y'all know how we feel about that.
I'm going to jail. I swear to God. I'm gonna kill somebody. Cause y'all got me fucked up. That shit is not cool at all.
Right, right. My first question is. My first question would be, okay, when they found him, did they beat the brakes off him? Is that how they found him? Or did he just fall over? Because that's kind of quick to get on a train and what? Maybe less than an hour or something like that, you croak over and die?
That's what he did. That's karma. That's karma for your ass. You shouldn't have spit in that man's face.
Right, right. But apparently this is not like an isolated incident. I've seen some videos where, like, there's people at Walmart spitting on people because, like, I think it was a lady. She owed, like, $22 or something like that, and she was super upset. She wanted to see the items rolled down, and she got so mad that, you know, she started spitting on people, blah, 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 blah. There's supposed to have been other incidences where people were supposed to have had the COVID, and they were sneezing or spitting on elevator buttons, you know what I mean? Things like that. You're seeing it, like, everywhere. People getting into fights,
yes.
Full-blown fights because one person is talking about sick coughing on people.
I had just posted a video the other day, somebody who tested it positive for the coronavirus was on the train, and he was licking his hands and rubbing his He licked his motherfucking hands and rubbed his hands on all the poles and everything that was surrounding him.
Mm-mm. See? So, yeah. Yeah. If there's a reason why we gotta stay in the house, it's because of them motherfuckers.
Yes, and the grocery store is even crazy. Like, y'all know I work inside. I'm a vendor inside the grocery store. So, I went back to work today. And, like, people are rude. People being so rude and nasty. Like, we got this one deaf lady. She worked in our front. And this lady was just being rude and mean to her. And she came over there crying. And I was like, I was like, do you want me to go be mean for you? Because I can. I don't have no problem being mean.
Right, right.
And she was just,
I'll be a hero for
me. She was just hugging me and crying. And that shit pissed me off so bad. And then this one old lady got mad because somebody came through our line who had more than 15 items. Like, lady, first of all, when you got in this line, when she was in this line, wasn't nobody else here but her. You came up behind her, so you can't be mad because she got fucking more than 15 items. And you had two fucking items. You could have went over there to self-checkout and checked yourself out.
Boo boo. Hello. Yeah.
And she was being rude to being rude to my manager, and I was sitting there talking shit, and he was just looking at me laughing. I don't give a, be rude if you want to. I am the one who be rude back. I don't even fucking work for Kroger's. I don't give a fuck. Be rude to me if you want
else.
To.
You
he was like,
right,
I thought
right.
she was about to hit me with that cane. I said I would have tripped her ass on the way out. I swear to God. He just busted
Boom.
Out laughing.
But yeah, that's a whole other
topic.
I'm fucked
right about this crisis. Your lane.
That is.
Right, right.
It's a whole different topic. Like, you know, people are still not understanding the respect factor of this pandemic. They're treating it as, okay, now it's my way to show my ass and I'm gonna do that. No, that's not the time. But
do what
that's
want
why
to
we
do.
Asking your behind to stay at home.
I'm an Aries, I'm gonna turn up with you, I promise.
Right, right. Because, I mean, like that's like that. The grocery store, I mean, that's another spot. Because remember the story you had, Miss Unbeliever, the lady, what, she was in the grocery store, hacked over everything.
And spitting on stuff,
what was it? I think it was like the produce wall, the vegetables and shit was. They had to throw it all away.
All the way.
$5,000 worth of produce.
Yeah, and then I had to cuss this lady out because she was like, I was doing Click List today, which is the pickup orders. I was putting the groceries in for the pickup orders for people to come get their orders. Mm-hmm. And I had parked my car. She was like, hold on, I'm going to move. I was like, you don't got to move. I can go around. Like, you're not in my way. And I walked around, and I got what I needed out of the freezer, which was like maybe 5-6 freezers down from her. And her husband was standing right there. And then I was walking back up, and she was like, come on, baby. She's trying to get by. I said, girl, you was not in my way. Like, she said, didn't they tell you you need to be 6 feet away from people? I said, if you wanted me to be 6 feet away, you should have stayed your ass at home.
Boop.
Bitch, I work in this store. I don't give a fuck about your attitude. Her husband was like, honey. I was like, nah, she got the right one today. I'm not with that shit. And she looked like a little prejudiced white lady. Lady, I will trip your ass in this store and say you failed. Stop playing with me.
Just the
kid. In front of your husband.
And knowing you, you would dare him to do something.
Right. That's now what I say. And dare him to say something. No
right.
He was like, don't pay no attention to her. I said, I wasn't paying no attention to her, but she better pay attention to me. Let her walk through this store and say some more shit. Y'all gonna be carrying her at this motherfucker, I promise.
Oh, Jazzy B, the man beater.
That is my disclaimer, people.
All right, we got two people I'm going to read again. The granddaughter, Robert F. Kennedy granddaughter and her son missing in a canoeing accident. The two members of the Kennedy family went missing after searching for them. The little boy, was playing in the front of his yard. The ball went into the bay. So the granddaughter and the son decided to hop in a canoe, track down the ball, but they were unable to paddle back to shore. The authorities saw the unturned canoe matching the description of the Kennedys, but no bodies were found, and the kids were struggling. The wind was up to 40 miles per hour that day. Helicopters and rescue crews have been searching for them for 24 hours, but they're presumably considered dead, considering how their canoe was found. And then Bill Withers of Lean On Me singer died at 81 today. He was that singer who in the 70s, he died from complications. His song was a 3-time Grammy winner. Lean On Me was one of the hits that people keep singing. He's known for Ain't No Sunshine. That's My Song. I love that song. And Just As I Am, I love that song. The song won Grammys after Grammys. So rest in peace, Mr. Withers, dying at 81. And rest in peace, the kids of the Kennedys.
Right. Yeah, that's a tragic with the Kennedys. Another tragic hits their family there. Sometimes it seems like they're plagued with it. Much condolences go out to them. Bill Withers, yeah, I seen that today. I was super duper surprised, especially right now. I think his song, Lean On Me, I think that's a great song for right now and what's going on. Because sometimes that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to lean on each other. You know what I mean? Hey, I might run out of some toilet paper. I might need to lean on you. You dig? I'm just saying, buy me a little roll there, brother. And, you know, with everything going on, like I said, that's what I think it is. I think as a community, as people, especially as family, we got to look out for each other. You know what I mean? Right now, whether you believe in what's going on or not, still, we're going to have to stick together. So, always make sure your family's good, your friends. So I'm going to leave that like that.
Yeah, but these people, you know, out here ain't trying to lean on each other, but they are trying to pee. So this Amazon. Remember Amazon last week? We had a spitter. Now we got a peer. So, poor Amazon.
What?
Amazon got another problem with a driver leaving bodily fluids behind along with the package they're delivering. Another Ring camera caught a driver peeing on a homeowner's lawn. Driver ran sidewalk last weekend as he stood outside the van. We're told that the driver urinated was he locked himself out of his van and he could apparently not hold it any longer. He was waiting for them to bring the keys. He said, I had to go. He thought the coast was clear before deciding to take a leak. The Ring footage shows the delivery guy dropped off the package, but when he got back to his van and realized he locked himself out, he had to call for help. But Mother Nature wouldn't let his help catch. He said, in the middle of the pandemic, homeowners might understandably be less likely to let him in the home to use the bathroom. Likewise, use a public restroom if he could get to one. Seems this risky business was not like the guy who spit on the package, but he couldn't hold his pee-pee any longer. He had no one laying on him.
At least he went in the bushes. Because at first I was about to say, did he R. Kelly the packages?
He did not R. Kelly the package. He just peed outside. He didn't go to the bushes. He just did it on the lawn and in the driveway by the truck. You know, he should have turned by the truck, you know, because I taught my kids how to aim down. Don't get it on, just aim down. But he turned around to the public area, not in front of the car, and just like, pee-pee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's where his ass get. You should have took your ass to, like you said, the other side of the truck, in between the houses, stepped into the bushes, anything. But just what, in the driveway, for real, next to the truck?
In the driveway.
Come on, man. Come on,
then
man.
I gotta
you could
go.
At least pee next to your truck. Got super close. And just, you know what I mean? But, yeah. Decisions. How did one of your spoken words say that one? That 1 second.
That 1 second.
Can change your whole future.
Yes, it can.
I'm just glad he didn't R. Kelly the packages, that's all.
Right. I'm glad he just, you know, just, it wasn't, you know, like a malicious thing. It was just something that he just couldn't do no longer because it was either on himself or somewhere else. And so, but he could have used the thought pattern of going, you know, somewhere discreet, you know, where they would have known he wasn't trying to do it purposely. He just couldn't do it and couldn't hold it any longer. But that's crazy.
Well, I'm just going to say, I know everybody think all women, I know all women think it's easy for men to just whip it out and go. But, hey, sometimes you got to go so bad, it get a bubble in that motherfucker, and you got to let it go. So, hey, I might be able to reason where he was at.
Just
but
let
still,
it go.
You got to turn the other way. You got to turn the other way.
Yeah. I guess his parents didn't teach him how to pee, you know, successfully in other places, you know.
Right.
But, okay,
I was about
y'all.
To say, that's supposed to be a skill set, bro.
Right? That's a skill. You learn that. You know, we show you hold it down, hold your pee-pee down, hold it down, and aim. If you don't hold it down, if you just freewheely, it's going to get all over the place. Hold it down and aim right there. It won't get nowhere. It'll just be, like, in a specific spot. But you can't be afraid to hold yourself. Like, come on. Who does that?
Right.
All right.
But okay.
U.S. prisons, and I know we were talking about this. We got a few more minutes, but I know we were talking about this and talking about this, but the U.S. prisons implement 14-day quarantine to stern the coronavirus. They call it a lockdown within lockdown. U.S. prisoners will be kept inside their assigned cells for 14 days in effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The Federal Bureau of Prison announced Tuesday night it's a new guideline will go into effect beginning Wednesday, calling for the inmates in every prison across the nation to be secured in their assigned quarters to decrease the spread of COVID-19. The Plan 5 is desperately trying to combat the outbreak that is happening across America in the prisons. Inmates will have to access to the programs and services but of mental health treatments and education, but they will be back into their cells. The new directive comes on the chief doctor of NYC Biggest Joe Rikers Island telling the Washington Post a public health disaster is unfolding before their eyes. And just the day after, and I was going to read that, California announced it's releasing 3,500 inmates just as early as the fear of overcrowding sparks. And let me read that about California. So they released 3,500 inmates serving terms for nonviolent crimes, and due to this release within 60 days. So if they had 60 days left or there was a nonviolent, they were getting out. The will help slow the spread of COVID-19, not just to the inmate, but those who work at the California prisons. And reality is inmates get affected, get released, and then interact with others. Well, you know the rest. The state has blocked the transfer of county jails to inmates to prison. Decision alone will keep 3,000 additional people out of the state prison system. What's more, nearly 600 inmates will be moved out of dorm homes to bunks with close proximity and shared sinks and moved to other prison facilities. As we were talking about the jails, the worst fear was how they were going to control the situation inside. A lot of changes are starting with them because they're recognizing that they have to do something within the jail system. I know I was talking to one of my friends. She said her son was in Chicago's Cook County Jail, and they have a big case going on right there. And so a lot of the inmates are crying out. Michigan, I heard they have a lot going on over there. And they're saying let go of the ones who haven't really done anything that shouldn't be there, like for the weed and for carjacking, all those things that you didn't kill nobody, let them out. At least let them out and put them with parole, halfway house or something. So they are looking into that.
Right. Yeah. I think it's just something that they got to do. You know what I mean? It's just something that they got to do.
I was actually on a call. My uncle is 74, and he's been locked up for like 17 years now. He fell under the law that they passed for the 60 and over folks, and before I got on the radio, I was just on a call with a guy. His name is Christian Boone. He helps inmates and stuff to get out of prison. And we was talking to him, trying to get my uncle out early. He should have been out already because his health isn't what it needs to be for him to be in there. And they have like 5 cases of coronavirus inside the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think Chicago got like 60 to 70 cases. And I think as reported, but I know it's spreading. And I do believe Michigan had about 40 to 50 as well. So, like, it's beginning to spread. It's beginning to do what we feared was going to happen in the jails. Yeah. And we kept asking, how are they going to control that?
It actually started with it started with workers, and they spread it to inmates.
Oh wow, yeah, that lawyer guy you're talking about there, Jazzy, that would be a great interview.
Yeah.
Talk about what's going on with the prison system and the COVID and people trying to get out. Who they are letting out, who they're not.
I can see if he can come in Tuesday. We already got an interview Tuesday, but if you want me to get him Tuesday, I can. Or we can wait till the week after.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, either or. Yep.
Okay.
So. But all right, so we got more.
And that's all who's up and who's getting fat. I kind of clustered them today to make it, you know.
And he's actually in Atlanta. He's in a prison here in Atlanta as well.
Okay. All right. Well, you got it right there, Ms. Unbelievable. We got like 30 seconds left in the show. So it's Friday Night Live. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast episode. Hope we gave you things to talk about, because y'all going to need things to talk about during this quarantine, whether you FaceTiming or, you know, just going to be chilling in the other room. Just need something to talk about. So, all right, any other things, ladies, before we get up out of here?
Just be safe. This is the weekend.
Oh, damn. Sorry.
The weekend, and I know, this is the weekend, and I know y'all only could go for the windows to the walls. If you got sweat dripping down them drawers, just make sure you having fun doing whatever you're doing with the sweat dripping down your drawers. It could be anything. You know what I'm saying? But in the midst of that, check out the Solomon Speaks at SolomonSpeaks.com, and you can start, you know, the movement with me. Take a picture. Yep.
Right. So I, only thing I'm going to say on my way up out of here is, due to this COVID virus and everything, I'm going to be honest. I can't stand wearing them goddamn gloves. I'm just saying, man, am I the only one that when you wear them gloves, you take them off, it smells like a condom? I'm trying to eat my lunch.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm eating a sandwich or some pussy.
You wear them You don't wear
even
latex gloves?
No. Even the non-tex latex ones, they smell. I can't wear latex, unfortunately.
I can't either.
I forgot what they are called, but, man, I changed gloves like 7 times today, and I only work from 7 this morning to after 2.
They was like, dang, how many times you gonna change gloves? I was like, man, these motherfuckers stink. They do.
I don't know how
I'm gonna be able to put that thing on my mouth. I just hate things across my mouth. I don't even wear scarves. And y'all, they talking about we gotta have a mask on everywhere we go because it's airborne. How in the hell?
I had a mask on for like 30 minutes today, and I took it off because my lips was sweating, my chin was sweating. I was like, I can't do this. Like, Lord, your blood is covering me. I can't.
Girl.
I can't. Cleanliness is next to godliness, and I'm close to him because I be clean all the time.
It's like when people want to ask you, do you want to take me somewhere? You got to sit there and be like, let me think about this, Jesus. No, you ain't got no ride, though. Jesus, I don't want to go. It's like you last. Yeah, no. Oh, my God. This is going to be, y'all pray for me, like, seriously.
Right. Oh, yes. We got all kinds of problems on our way up out of here, but I guess that's what I get for ordering my gloves from the Trojan site. You dig? Maybe I should have got the lambskin gloves.
Lambskin.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, y'all. That's my show Friday night.
Wrap it up.
Hope y'all enjoy the weekend. Even though you in the house, still do something monstrous. I'm out.
We out.
Wash them stinking balls.
This is so damn crazy.